Hello, Paul Behan needs medication. Hi guys, it's Paul. I'm back at Dub Lab playing records for you guys. I haven't been here in probably a year, so I'm excited to be back. Thanks, Frosty. You're awesome. Yeah. Woohoo! I'm gonna be playing some records for you, some new stuff, some old stuff, and of course some stuff on Manimal. I have to promote my label, of course, and. Anyways, enjoy. Here's some music.
words are hard, and he looks straight through when you're asking how the kids are.
Revolution's alive. Revolution's alive. coming home. And it's rush coming home. We'll be right back.
All right, that was the first set. I started that one out with this English lady called Dee Dee Jackson. The song was called Meteor Man, and that's from a record called Cosmic Curves from 77. A German disco, as it turns out. I kept saying it was Italian disco, but recorded in Germany by an English vocalist. Pretty amazing. And then I followed that up with the 52nd Street Band, Cool as Ice, on the Factory label. And then Arthur Russell, the late amazing Arthur Russell, See Through from the World of Echo album. That was reissued recently on, I think, his own archives, but it originally came out on Rough Trade in 84. And there's a brilliant documentary that Frosty and I were talking about earlier called Wild Combination that came out about a year ago, maybe two years ago, about Arthur Russell. It's pretty inspiring and pretty incredible. I highly recommend watching it. And then Sister Cran was after that with In Reverse. They're a fairly new signing to Manimal. The record's called Bellow. They performed at Dub Lab maybe a month or two ago, and it was pretty amazing. I almost got in a car accident listening to it on my iPhone, streaming it. And yeah, that comes out. The full length comes out in late January 2011, but the single came out a few months ago on Manimal, which I'm very proud of. They're from Sacramento. Amazing band. If you get to see them live, I highly recommend it if they're in your town. I think they're going to be going on tour with Baths sometime in the next, I think in October. So yeah, check it out. And after that, you heard a Los Angeles group called Terrorist. It's Yasmin Kittles and this gentleman named Will. I think he was in Silver Daggers. Terrorist doing Repetition, which is a Bowie track from the Lodger album originally. But that version is going to be on Manimal's David Bowie tribute record, which acts as a charity for War Child. The record's called We Were So Turned On, a tribute to David Bowie. And that comes out in September on Manimal. I'm really excited about that record. And Terrorist are wonderful. If you get to see them play live, they're amazing. I'm not sure when their next show is, but look them up on MySpace, I'm sure. And after that, you heard Ariel Pink's Haunted Graffiti off his new record called Before Today on the 4AD label. The song was called Revolution's a Lie. I thought it was going to be called Evolution's a Lie, but it turns out it's Revolution's a Lie. It's very Ariel. Anyways, love that guy. He's wonderful. Ariel Pink, I'm sure everyone who's listening knows Ariel Pink very well, or has at least seen them. And then after that, you heard Bauhaus, Terror Couple, Kill Colonel. I just felt like playing it because it's a good song on a hot day. And I don't know if it's hot today or not, but I'm sweating. And after that, you heard Corridor, which is Michael Quinn, who plays with Swahili Blonde, which is Nicole from Weave's new band. You got some fellas on that record. I won't get too involved in that, but Corridor is Michael Quinn's project. He's a wonderful musician from Seattle. He's based in LA now, and he's pretty much playing with everybody who is still playing music in Los Angeles right now. And that was his David Bowie track called Be My Wife from, again, the Manimal tribute to David Bowie. And yeah, if again, he's like a one-man band. He plays pre-recorded drums and samples and guitar and cello and pretty much everything. He's a amazing hairstylist too, which is really funny. And then the last song you heard was Mick Karn, the legendary bass player from the UK band called Japan in the late 70s, early 80s, which if any of you guys see my previous Dub Lab sessions, you'll see that I'm a total Japan freak. I play Japan every time I DJ. But that was a new solo track from Mick Karn. That's probably his like fifth or sixth solo record. The song was called Tender Poison, and the album's called The Concrete Twin, a nice instrumental track. Of course, he's playing everything on that record. And Mr. Karn, unfortunately, has been diagnosed with terminal cancer. And his family has set up a fund for him because I guess he hasn't really been making very much money off those Japan royalties. And his, you know, unfortunately, his solo records are so avant-garde, I don't think it's done quite well. But he definitely has a strong fan base in Europe and of course, the country Japan. So yeah, if you can check out his website, you could, if you like that song and if you like what he does, if you're a Japan fan, definitely donate money to him because he needs it. He's a good guy. He's a father too. And I guess he lives in Cyprus, which if anybody's been to Cyprus, they know it's nothing glamorous. It's a bunch of barefoot Christians preaching Christianity. Anyways, I won't get offensive or anything like that. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed that set. And I'm going to start off this next set with a band that's actually on Manimal. It's Rain Phoenix. She is, of course, the sister of Joaquin and River and Summer Phoenix of the Phoenix family of thespians and musicians. But her band, Paper Cranes, have been going since about 2004. We just signed her at Manimal. Her new album's called Let's Make Babies in the Woods, and this song is called Synapsis. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. Nothing left to lose. We got nothing. boy told us. And who am I to disagree? Cause when the madman flicks a switch, see the points, cause there's so much food here today, that no one wants to take away.
Thank you.
right, that's the conclusion of my set. You just heard... yes, I just played Duran Duran, Frosty. I'm sorry, but I really love Duran Duran. If you guys... anybody who knows me knows that I'm a complete Duran Duran freak. I've taken a lot of punches, and I've been called faggot many times for listening to Duran Duran since probably 1983. But it's fine. I'm still, you know, I'm out of the closet now, so it's cool. Out of the closet Duran Duran fan, that is. So that was, song was called Kanata. That's the... that's a B-side. That's a rare B-side from 1981. And I thought you guys would like that. I started off the set with The Wipers, legendary Portland group, highly inspirational to Mr. Kurt Cobain. That song was called Nothing Left to Lose from my favorite Wipers record. A lot of people love the first three records. I'm obsessed with Land of the Lost. That's their fourth or fifth record from 86. And yeah, Wipers from Portland. And I followed it up with Nirvana, Paper Cuts, from the Bleach record. I just couldn't help myself. And I know that a lot of you kids that were born in the 90s that are probably listening right now don't remember when Nirvana were around the first time. You probably just know Nirvana from classic rock radio. But there was a time when Nirvana were a bit dangerous, and they would play places that there'd be shit and piss on the floor. And, you know, people would pay $5 to go see them. It was pretty great. And I'm actually old enough to remember. I was in junior high and high school. I saw them a few times in San Diego. Anyways, I won't date myself too much. And then I followed it up with Unwound, another Pacific Northwest group from Olympia, I think. Olympia? Unwound? Frosty or Unwound from Olympia? I think they were Tumwater T-Birds. I think they all went to school with each other. Anyways, yeah, that was Unwound. The song's called Nervous Energy. And from the, I think their second record called Fake Train on the Kill Rockstars label. Very, very inspirational record. If you haven't heard it yet, I suggest you find it. I found my vinyl copy. The original one I bought in the 90s was so worn out, I had to buy a new one, and I found it at Amoeba for $2. It was really good. So, and then I followed it up, of course, with another Cobainian slip with Vaseline's. That was Son of a Gun from the Sub Pop reissue, Enter the Vaseline's. Of course, the song is from probably like 84, 85, but that was reissued in 2009. It's great. If you don't have it, I suggest you definitely get it. It's the best triple LP you'll ever money can buy. And then after that, you heard Juliette Camagère. I accidentally had a little snippet of Rory Rides Me Raw from the Vaseline's pull through that one because I was playing it on a whole separate format. But anyways, that was Juliette Camagère. She's newly signed to Manimal. The song was called Impact, and it's from an album called The Procession. And that's going to be out late September. 2010. And yeah, Juliette's amazing, beautiful, talented. She also, her partner Joaquim Cooter, the son of Ry Cooter, plays drums and does all the music with her as well. They're just lovely people. Anyways, and she puts on a great show. So yeah, that's her second album called The Procession, which is coming out on Manimal, the first one for Manimal, which I'm really proud to say. And then I followed it up with a little Fun Boy 3, which is guys from the Specials, after the Specials broke up. The song was called The Lunatics, and that was from their self-titled American record. The British album's completely different. I don't even know what it's called, and it's totally different. And then after that, you heard another track from the David Bowie tribute record. That was Swahili Blonde. Again, another band who just did a session here at Dub Lab not very long ago. And that band consists of Nicole Turley, who used to be in a band called Weave, and then John Frusciante. The legendary guitarist John Frusciante played in a band called the Peppers Chili Hot Red, and I don't know, they went to Fairfax High School or something like that. But anyways, John Taylor from Duran Duran also plays on that record, and then of course Michael Quinn from Corridor, Lana Myers from The Like, and then her dad Alan Meyer from Devo is part of the live show. He plays drums, and then it's pretty much like, I mean, like Eddie Haskell's in there somewhere, and oh God, and you know, Dr. Teeth from the Muppets, they're all on that record. It's really crazy. So yeah, that was their version of David Bowie's Red Money. A lot of you uber hipsters may know that as Sister Midnight. Bowie wrote it with Iggy in 77, and about 2 years later, Bowie decided to use the same music with different lyrics, call it Red Money, from his Lodger record. Yeah, Swahili Blonde. Their record's called Man Meat. It's coming out, actually it's pretty much out now on Manimal and it's amazing. Man Meat. It's 7 songs, and it's really long, and it's really fun. And that almost wraps up my set. The last thing you heard before that I played Duran Duran was We Are the World. And the track was called Lie Like a Forest, off the album called Clay Stones. Another Manimal band released their album earlier this year. Lady Gaga's favorite band, which is pretty amazing. She's tweeted about them a few times. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed the set. It was a lovely playing some records for you guys today, and hopefully I'll be here in less than a year next time. And take care of each other, please. And have a good day. Bye.